Good morning. You're listening to Coast Community Radio, and it is Digging the Dirt. I'm Kate Brister. I'm in for Ann Goldine this morning, and today we welcome Stacy Hall from the OSU Extension Center. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Stacy is the program coordinator for the Clatsop County Master Gardener Association. Stacy, how long have you been doing that, and what exactly does that mean?
I've been in the position about 16 months, and what I do is I do all of the educational programming that trains the master gardeners, gives them continuing education, and really gets our master gardeners out into the community with this research-based knowledge.
Now, has that position been at the OSU for quite some time? You're relatively new to it, aren't you, and new to the area?
I'm new to the position and new to the area. However, we've had master gardeners here in Clatsop County for 27 years.
Mm-hmm. How did you come to end up here in Astoria and in Jewell and in doing this terrific job?
I moved to Oregon a few years ago from Florida. I'm originally from Florida. However, I have lived all over the South as well as in Hawaii. When I came to Oregon, I came looking for a different kind of atmosphere, a better place to raise my kids, and a small community.
And you've got two daughters in out of Jewell, yes?
I do. I have a junior and a sophomore.
Very good. So now you're involved with the Clatsop County Master Gardeners, and we also tend to work with Pacific County now and then. Don't their Master Gardeners come and join with Clatsop County from time to time?
They do. We have quite a few from over on the peninsula.
Very good. So recently, Clatsop County graduated its 2015 class. Congratulations. Tell us a little bit about that and a little bit about the upcoming classes. They're going to be starting soon.
Okay. We just graduated 10 this year, and that was really, it is a large thing to take on to become a master gardener. So really, congratulations to our 10 graduates. I was very proud of all of them. In addition to our 10 graduates, we also had 41 recertifying master gardeners. All of these people do good work all year. You see them in markets and on our information line in the office, testing soil for people in the community, answering questions. They really get out there all through the summer. You'll see master gardeners.
So tell us, Stacy, how does one become a master gardener? We're going to be taking the classes. We do see them out and about, but give us a little bit of Master Gardener 101.
To become a master gardener, you must take a training course. We offer it here in Clatsop County. It's 12 weeks, beginning January 6th, ending March 23rd in the upcoming year. It's 66 hours of classroom education. We discuss various topics, botany, soils, invasive plants, plant pathology. We teach you what to look for in diseases and how to treat those diseases. We give you knowledge on vegetables, annuals, perennials, so that you get a good base of understanding.
And the people that are teaching these classes are themselves certified. They're with the Extension Center. They are experts in their field, are they not?
Yes, many of them come from campus in Corvallis, or they may be community members, but they are experts in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a few master gardeners who come and teach for us, longtime master gardeners that teach for us. Linda Brim from Brim's Farm and Garden, and then Walt John, who is just a pillar of our organization.
Mm-hmm. I'm also seeing a name here from times past. You were talking about him just the other day. Who walked in and...
Fred Lundeen.
Fred Lundeen. If you're an old-time master gardener, you will remember that name.
Yes, I'm so excited he's going to be teaching our botany course, and what a gift it is to have him come back and teach for us. Many of our old-time master gardeners have worked with him or maybe originally certified under him as master gardeners, and so it would be really nice to have him come in and guest teach for us again this coming year.
So what's he going to be teaching this year?
Botany.
Very good. That's a big class, too, because it really is science-based information, isn't it?
It really is. It's all peer-reviewed. These are practices courses that OSU backs, and that is what we're there to do. The Master Gardeners go into the community and they educate the community on best practices for sustainable gardening.
So we will see a Master Gardener. We know at the Sunday Market, they'll mm-hmm. have a booth there. We know they do winterizing the garden. We know that in the spring, we're going to see spring into gardening.
Yes.
But also throughout the year, don't Master Gardeners also take on projects in the community where they can see now, like, for example, with eradicating invasive plants, they've created mm-hmm. a pet garden. Can you talk about some of the projects out and about that Master Gardeners have been involved in recently?
At the high school, at Astoria High School, we have a program called Fresh Starts. I think right now it's on hiatus, but it has been a very good program. Master Gardeners go in and teach a group of special needs students about gardening and horticulture. Those students in turn take that knowledge and they put together wreaths and plants that they sell to staff and faculty there at school to fundraise for their program. It's just a basic life skills class that the Master Gardeners are helping with. They do that horticulture education with these kids. And it has been very successful.
It's something, too, that when you see these kids working with the plants and taking the responsibility to care for that,
yes,
and learn about that, doesn't it seem to really spill into the rest of your life? I know that when I've done gardening, just what little that I have done, it seems like whatever effort I put into it, I get it back tenfold. And you must be seeing that with these kids as you're working with them and the plants, the changes that it works in their lives. And you also were telling me before the show started that you're carrying on this same notion into Jewell, where you are living now.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this, please, Stacy.
This year, I've taken the plunge. I'm going to be a 4-H leader. And I'm starting a 4-H club in Jewell for after-school horticulture. And we will hopefully be growing a little bit of everything, some edibles, some ornamentals, giving the kids a really kind of broad-based education in horticulture, helping them to get started with their own gardens. We're really trying to boost the horticulture into 4-H, and hopefully in the coming fair time, we'll see lots of entries from my kids out in Jewell.
Now, they had resources in that they did at the high school already have a greenhouse in place, I understand.
They do.
And some raised beds.
They do.
How did you have to do a lot of reclamation to get these things back up and working for them?
Not really. I mean, we're in early planning stages right now with the club, but they have been in use over the past few years, so everything looks pretty good. And we just have to get in there and start growing.
Oh, that's great. So tell me, you're really familiar with Clatsop County and with kind of this end by the coast. I know mm-hmm. that you used to live in Swenson before you went to Jewell. How different is the microclimate in Jewell?
It is pretty different. During the summer, we had some really high temperatures. I had no problem growing tomatoes.
For heaven's sakes.
Now we're beginning to see this winter shift, and it's pretty cold and pretty damp. And I don't see that getting any better as we go through the winter. Our soils are different.
How so?
Brownsmead and Napa has really good soil. We have a little more clay soil out in Jewell, especially where I am. I live right on the Nehalem.
Mm-hmm.
Still, it's very good soil. It's pretty rich because we're right there on the river.
So in order to break up that clay and, again, mm-hmm. make it a little better tilth for you to use, how are you amending that soil out there?
Through the winter, we're laying down some manure, letting it kind of sit for a while. In the spring, we'll turn that over and work in some compost. Just to add some of those nutrients. Our soil's great. It's kind of rocky, though, because we are right there on the river. So we're looking at raised beds.
That's great. That's mm-hmm. great. And when will kids actually be, are they starting, you're working with them now, you're meeting with them now, right?
Well, our meetings will probably start around January.
That's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're going to wait till after Christmas holidays. And I'll be meeting with the kids probably twice a month. But everyone will have jobs so that things get watered and fertilized properly, even in our off weeks.
Well, that's pretty good. That's a very exciting development for the Jewell area. Well done.
Yeah,
so I want to go back and talk a little bit about the classes that we'll be doing with the Master Gardeners this year. You were telling me before we started that you've really tried to concentrate the classes into the high information, really core classes that the master gardeners need. Talk about, that's a little bit of a change in philosophy. We used to have classes that were, we'd have our botany and some Latin and learn how to use the manuals, that sort of thing. But then there were, you know, we'd say funner classes or lighter classes, that sort of thing. You've changed that. You've made it more concentrated. Talk about that, if you would, please.
I did. This year, I've really pared it down to mainly core classes through the first 12 weeks of training. These are things that require a good chunk of time to teach well, and often we find the students have lots of questions, and I wanted to provide time for that. I took out some of those funner classes in hopes of doing them as advanced trainings. So in addition to regular trainings, we will be offering things like in-depth on soils, field trips, and other advanced trainings, fun things.
You know, I should not have said fun, because the work, learning is fun. The work is fun. Now, I took classes in 2009. I graduated then, and it was very intense. It was wonderful in some ways, like being in college again. And I really felt like I came away with a good understanding of plant biology, a good understanding of soils. Mm-hmm. And then the second part of that Master Gardener training, of course, are the hours that you put in, your practical hours.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy, let's talk about that a little bit.
The volunteer service hours we require of our trainees, 60 hours. These take place over the course of about 7 months. Class ends in March. The first opportunities begin coming up in April, usually
spring
with
garden
spring garden
seminar.
And you can get a lot of hours just in that one event. This year, going into this new year, we looked at dividing the hours a little differently, requiring students to work in different areas in order to really give them a good base of understanding of all the projects and all the different areas that Master Gardeners work in, so that when they certify and graduate at the end of the year, next November, they will really have this broad base understanding of the association, how the association works, and what the program does here in our state and in our county. The 60 hours seem like a large amount of hours, but it's surprising. If you just sign up and show up, you can get them done. As a student, I did 125 hours. It's very doable, and I help everybody. If you need some help, you call me. We find places for you to work, and you get your hours in, and it's so much fun. I got to know so many people in the community. It's really how I learned about Astoria. I learned about Clatsop County, and I made a ton of friends.
Well, and not to, the real point is you take all this wonderful knowledge that you've accrued over several weeks, and you have opportunities all over the county and in many different circumstances to put that knowledge to use and to build on it. And wouldn't you say, I mean, it's one thing to kind of know it in your head and know it for the test, but to be out in the earth, to be out touching the plants, working with it, that's when your knowledge really expands, don't you think?
It really does. It gives you the opportunity to use all those newly earned skills. One of the students this year had never done direct seed sowing in her own garden.
Interesting.
She went to work in our demonstration garden, which is at Clatsop County Fairgrounds, and for the first time learned how to direct sow seeds from a veteran master gardener. We pair all of our students with veterans. You're not out there dangling alone trying to answer questions. We give you the backup. You have veterans. Many of them have been doing it for many years. They help you. It can seem intimidating, but it really ends up being a lot of fun. You learn how to research. You learn how to find all your answers. And it's very surprising what you end up knowing at the end of the year, things you never thought you might know.
And just increasing your awareness. You'll drive around town now, and you won't be able to help but take a look at the plantings in and around your town and go, we have room for that, or we should be doing this. And you'll find your awareness of the horticulture and the fauna around your own living area just increased. It's a great thing.
Absolutely. I think I was most surprised at how becoming a master gardener put me in touch with the earth around me in a way that I had never been before.
Mm-hmm. You do. You can't help but become a more sensitive, aware person on the planet.
Absolutely.
These classes run from container gardening through botany, as Stacy said, compost and soils. And then you're going to learn about plant categories, your annuals and perennials, what to do about woody landscaping, trees, ornamentals, and then, of course, the invasive plants and the pests. It is a very full coursework, and it is over 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks. And by the time you have done this 12-week training, you will be ready to you're called a master, you'll be a good apprentice and ready to go out and do your hours and extend your knowledge that way. Stacy, I'm going to take a break for just a moment and let people know that we are here at Coast Community Radio and you are listening to Dig in the Dirt. And you're listening to Dig in the Dirt here on Coast Community Radio 91.9 FM. I'm Kate Brister, and my guest this morning is Stacy Hall. She's the program coordinator for the Clatsop County Master Gardener Association, and she's with us talking about the new set of classes that's going to be starting January 6th to qualify the 2016 class of Master Gardeners. They recently had their graduating class of 10 people that finished the coursework. They completed their coursework. They're now working on their hours. Very exciting stuff. Coming up for Pacific County Master Gardeners, we have note here of an activity coming up for them and, of course, anyone in the area on December 5th through from 10 until noon. The Pacific County Master Gardeners are holding a Making Wreaths and Swags activity. You can identify native evergreens. You can make seasonal wreaths and swags. It's going to be held at the WSU Extension Office Meeting Room, and a plant clinic will follow this workshop. So, Stacy, tell us about our first activity here in Clatsop County after the class starts up again. We have we've had winterizing a garden already, and mm-hmm. I believe in April we have Spring into Gardening Seminar, do we not?
We do. I believe the date is April 9th.
It is April 9th this mm-hmm. year, and North Coast Food Web is going to make a presentation again this year, and then I believe we're also going to be having classes on ornamentals. There'll be food. Talk about the opportunity that new class members can have to earn hours with Spring into Gardening, for example.
Spring into Gardening is such an exciting time for the association. It is the association's biggest fundraiser of the year. There's a large plant sale. There's always room for volunteer helpers at the plant sale. Digging and dividing in preparation, that's what's happening right now. The day of, we need them everywhere. From treats that are there for our guests to have, making sure there's coffee and tea and water, to setting up, taking down, running raffles, just generally walking around, helping any of the guests and clients that come in the door.
One of the most exciting and, this is one of the keystone parts of the Spring into Gardening Seminar is the plant sale. If you've never gone to the Spring into Gardening Clatsop County Master Gardener plant sale, you have missed. These are plants that, for the most part, have been home cared for, homegrown. They're in clean soil. They are good specimens and identified. And we will have many different species, primarily ornamentals.
Mm-hmm.
They usually have several tables of wonderful plants. And as soon as the doors open, you can come and get these terrific starts, and some of them medium-grown plants. We've had trees in the past. We've had all kinds of things.
And they're a good deal.
And they're an excellent, excellent price.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a wonderful specimen, a wonderful plant for your yard, and you know that it's been clean and well cared for and it's healthy. And that's one area where our Master Gardener new class members can really help. Right now I know that they are in the greenhouse getting these plants prepared and ready. They'll be caring for them all through the winter. And then getting ready for that activity on Saturday the 9th.
Absolutely. And in addition to the plant sale, they do raffles. They partner with Tongue Point Landscaping to...
Talk about that Tongue Point raffle. That is really special, that day of work.
It's a day of work. Traditionally, Tongue Point has offered their services. So it's a whole crew of young people who are managed by Chris Salisbury, to come to your home and work for 6 hours doing whatever landscaping project you may have for them. They do not provide supplies, but they do provide 6 hours of labor.
It's supervised labor under Chris Salisbury's attention. And so projects that have happened in the past, people have worked with the Tongue Point students and Chris Salisbury, for example, to design a water garden or to reclaim their berms or something like that. So you can think of a project, something that, boy, if you just had, half a dozen extra sets of hands to accomplish, then here it is. And so that's one of the activities that happens at the Spring into Gardening Seminar. And then, of course, throughout the year, throughout the summer, Master Gardeners will be at the Sunday Market, answering questions, and also at River People's Market on Thursdays, are they not?
They are once a month, I believe, at River People's Market.
And what do they do in those booths? What are they doing at the Sunday Market and at River People's?
The Master Gardeners are there to answer your questions. If you have a plant problem or a general question about horticulture, you can bring it to them at any one of these markets, and they will do their best to answer it. If they're not able to answer it at the market, they take it back. They research it. They work on it. And they get back to you. It's really a great service offered here in our community.
We've also had people bring in bugs and pests and things that they have not been able to identify. What is this crawling on my thing?
Absolutely. They do a lot of insect identification through the summer. And even right now, spider ID is very popular at this time of year. Whenever
they're all coming into the house. So have you seen anything unusual, or are they pretty much what you expect to see at this time of year?
Pretty much what I'm expecting to see at this time. You know, generally we get a lot of those big, scary, gigantic house spiders, which are only scary. They really are our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they are frightening. So we do get to see a lot of those samples come in. We have had some recent questions about, you know, what's happening with my lawn. We've had such a drought period,
oh,
and then
true.
It's come back, and it's something surprising may be happening. So we're getting a few of those questions. Even through the winter, there is work for Master Gardeners to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Stacy Hall, do you have a couple of anything to leave us with? We've got just a few minutes left before we have to end the show. You're working out at Jewel with the 4-H. Mm-hmm. We've got a new class starting of Master Gardeners on January the 6th. We're going to look forward to Spring into Gardening Seminar happening April 9th.
I'd like everyone to know that enrollment for classes is open until December 15th. So if you're interested, please contact me and get an application. I'd like to get you into this class. It's such an exciting time.
Is there a limit to how many you can take, and where are the classes being held this year?
This year, the classes will be held at Clatsop Community College South County campus, which is in Seaside. And we do have a limit. I think 30 is about our limit, and that's a pretty full class. And so it is really important, if you're interested, get your application in now. I have been having them come in pretty regularly.
Now, we are looking here at a class application deadline of Monday, November 30th.
I've extended that to December 15th.
Excellent. Good to know. So if you thought that you were too late, you are not. You have until December 15th to sign up for these classes and to become part of the Clatsop County Master Gardener Association. It's a wonderful place to be. The class fee is $150. It covers the cost of your sustainable gardening handbook and the cost of materials. Talk a little bit about that and about how it relates vis-a-vis to the hours.
When you sign up and you pay your enrollment fee of $150, you do get your handbook, which is a very large handbook. There is a lot of information in there. In addition, every class, every instructor hands out additional handouts. So you have a lot of supporting information to carry with you through the program. You will pay your $150. That covers the class and the instructors and the handbook. It does not support the association. However, the association supports you during your training.
I think that's an important point to recognize, too, that things like the Spring Into Gardening Seminar, Winterizing the Garden, the Master Garden Association is not something that's always asking for money for itself. It's creating money and funds to turn around and support these other projects.
Yes.
To support the training of community members to become master gardeners, to support the training of the gardens in Jewel and the pet gardens here in town. It's a very out in the community type of organization, isn't it, Stacy?
It is. The educational piece is the university. The projects are supported by the association. These are two separate entities that work hand in hand to bring this horticulture education to our community.
Well, this is very exciting. Stacy Hall of Clatsop County Master Gardeners, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really do appreciate it. Those classes, sign up for Master Gardener classes, has been extended till December 15th. I want you to give Stacy a call at 503-325-8573, or you can email her at stacy.hall@oregonstate.edu with your questions. I'm Kate Brister, and you've been listening to Dig in the Dirt. Have a wonderful morning.